This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Isaacs and Isaacs, attorney at law, address on file. Dear counselor, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Sidner A. Soles, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Sidniray. Last name Soles, Soles, period. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is a 54-year-old male, height 5'10" tall, weight 174 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about January 6, 2024, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was sideswiped by a vehicle changing lanes, period. He had pain the next 1 to 2 days following the injury involving his entire back and left shoulder, period. Despite treatment present day, he has pain in his low back, comma, mid back, comma, and neck, period. New paragraph. His low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant, sharp, and aching type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 3 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs on the side of his legs, period. It is described as a vibration sensation, period. New paragraph, his mid-back pain is constant, period. It is a sharp pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. New paragraph, his neck pain is a sharp, constant pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph, the timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, is as follows, period. The next day, he was seen in the emergency room at University of Louisville Emergency Room in Kentucky, period. He was treated and released after x-rays, period. He followed up with a Cattera clinic, C-A-T-T-E-R-R-A, three times a week, for 1 to 2 months, period. He did have an MRI and was seen by his family doctor. He was referred to the Neck and Back Institute of Kentucky, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems sitting over 30 minutes, comma. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems sitting over 30 minutes, comma. Sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, laying on his stomach, comma, turning and twisting, comma, and lifting over 25 pounds, period. New paragraph. Medications include bipolar medicines as well as over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment includes over-the-counter medicines as well as exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for bipolar disease and schizophrenia, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for tonsils and bilateral knee replacement, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his low back in the past, but he did have a whiplash auto accident, where by 15 years ago he was treated for approximately 6 weeks with physical therapy and chiropractic without permanency, period. The patient never injured his mid-back other than a whiplash injury 15 years ago in the above automobile accident that healed in 6 weeks, period. His neck was injured in 2020 in a work injury at GE. He was treated 12 weeks with chiropractic care that resolved, period. After he was treated with the 12 weeks of chiropractic care, his total symptoms resolved in 1 year, but he did have a bulging disc with pain down his left arm that resolved in 1 year, period. He did have one epidural injection, period. He's been involved in minor automobile accidents, but none that required treatment, period. He had an injury at GE in 2020 where he fractured his left rib, as a stress fracture, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a warehouse packing and lifting worker, period. He missed 5 days of work and was then terminated, period. Presently is only working part-time because of this automobile accident, period. He is on disability for bipolar disease, period. No restrictions were given to the patient, but the reality is I feel his restrictions would involve problems bending, common kneeling, and squatting, period. He is unable to lift over 20 pounds, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. South Hospital Emergency Room Note, January 7th, 2024. The patient presents with MVA, period, 53-year-old male with history of bipolar disorder who presents after an MVA, period. He was restrained driver involved in driver side front end MVA, period. He has developed left-sided discomfort in his arm and hip, period. He is having some mild mid-back pain, period. Their impression and diagnosis was chest wall contusion, comma, sprain of the shoulder, comma, contusion of the hip, period. On physical examination, the abnormalities were documented, including mild diffuse tenderness of the left anterior lateral chest, diffuse lateral posterior chest wall tenderness to palpation, period. Midline thoracic spine tenderness to palpation, period. Painful range of motion of the left shoulder and painful range of motion of the left hip, period. X-ray reports, normal AP pelvis, normal left hip. PA of the chest, normal PA of the chest, normal left ribs, period. Records from the Neck and Back Institute of Kentucky, September 10th, 2024. Chief complaint is back pain. MVA on January 6th, 2024. Chief complaint of neck pain, comma, middle pain, comma, and lower back pain, period. Had an MVA recently. In January of 2024, the pain is progressive and worsening, period. Assessment 1, lumbar spondylosis, 2, cervical spondylosis, period. Neck pain, comma, upper back pain, lower back pain, but no radiculopathy in the setting of mild degenerative changes and scoliosis on imaging, period. There is no high-grade stenosis on MRIs, period. I would recommend avoiding surgical intervention, period. Radiology report, x-rays of the cervical spine, January 18th, 2024, showed straightening of the cervical spine, suggesting paraspinal muscle spasm, period. X-rays of the thoracic spine January 18th, 2024. Anterior marginal osteophytes at few levels, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine January 18th, 2024. Straightening of the lumbar spine suggesting paraspinal muscle spasm, period. MRI of the cervical spine February 16th, 24. Straightening of the cervical spine suggesting paraspinal muscle spasm, period. Diffuse disc bulge at C5-6. Indenting the ventral subarachnoid space, comma, narrowing the neural foraminal and compressing bilateral exiting nerve roots, period. MRI of the dorsal spine February 16th, 2024. Mild disc bulge at few dorsal levels, indenting the ventral subarachnoid space, period. MRI of the lumbar spine February 16th, 2024. Showing straightening of the lumbar spine, suggesting paraspinal muscle spasm, period. Annular tear noted at L3-4, comma, L4-5, comma, L5-S1, period. Disc bulge at L3-4, narrowing the neural foramina and abutting the bilateral exiting nerve roots, period. Disc bulge noted at L4-5, indenting the fecal sac and abutting bilateral exiting nerve roots, period. Annular disc bulge with focal central disc bulge at L5-S1, indenting the fecal sac, period. PMC, downtown records. Chief complaint, this is January 17th, 2024, neck pain and mid-back pain, low back pain, sleep disturbance due to pain, period. January 6, 2024, restrained driver and car that was sideswiped, period. Overall pain level 9 out of 10. Assessment, 1, pain of the thoracic spine, comma, lumbar sprain-strain, comma, muscle spasm, period. Katera Health System, C-A-T-E-R-A, note, January 17th, 2024, physical therapy initial evaluation visit, chief complaint, neck pain, thoracic pain, lumbar pain, left shoulder pain, period. Patient was a restrained driver of a car that was hit in a sideswipe fashion, period. Assessment, muscle spasm, comma, lumbar sprain-strain, comma, arm mononeuropathy, comma, cervical strain, comma, thoracic strain, period. Plan was thoracic exercises, comma, I'm sorry, therapeutic exercises, comma, therapeutic activity, comma, modalities as indicated, comma, gait training, comma, manual therapy, comma, and home exercise program, period. PT 3 times a week for the next 6 weeks, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing the medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he is sustained as a result of the automobile accident of January 6, 2024, while appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed large vertical scars involving the bilateral knees due to unrelated knee replacement periods. Replacements, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Examination of the spine revealed tenderness in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar areas. The cervical was greater than thoracic and lumbar, period. There was loss in the normal cervical and lumbar lordotic curves, period. In the cervical area, there was diminished range of motion, extension diminished by 40 degrees, comma, side bending by 36 degrees on the left, comma, 38 degrees on the right, comma, rotation diminished by 24 degrees on the left and 22 degrees on the right, period. There was heat and tenderness and diminished strength in the cervical area, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar areas, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of thoracic area revealed flexion diminished by 8 degrees, period. There was diminished strength, period. In the lumbar area, there was diminished strength as well as palpable heat and tenderness, period. Flexion was diminished by 18 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 86 degrees left and 84 degrees right, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right knee-jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. The patient was unable to walk on his tiptoes, period. There was diminished strength of the right great toe, period. Pulses were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. These injuries aggravating the prior stable disc bulge from a work injury, period. Number two, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and disc bulge, period. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, annular tears at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, period. Disc bulges at L3-4, comma, L4-5, comma, and L5-S1. Next number, chest wall contusion resolved. Next number, left shoulder sprain resolved. Next number, left hip contusion resolved, period. The above diagnoses are all caused by the automobile accident of January 6, 2024, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings utilizing the book guides to the evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, period. In reference to the cervical area, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 1% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the thoracic area, utilizing Table 17-3, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has a 6% impairment as a result of the automobile accident of January 6, 2024, period. By permanent impairment, I mean the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion for the remainder of his life, period. As he ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications will cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some additional back injections will be $3,000, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. The patient may need possible fusion surgery in the lumbar area as he ages, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO End of Dictation. Now, a notation to the typist here. In the earlier part of my report, I'm not sure if you got it all, so I'm going to restate part of it in case it wasn't all in there because there was some glitch here on the recording, so I'm going to start over again. And this is on Sidney Ray Souls, S-I-D-N-I-R-A-Y, Souls, S-O-L-E-S. The patient presented for an independent medical evaluation. Period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. The patient is a 54-year-old male, height 5'10", weight 174 pounds, involved in an automobile accident on or about January 6, 2024, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was sideswiped by a vehicle changing lanes, period. He had pain the next 1 to 2 days involving his entire back and left shoulder, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day he is having pain in his low back, mid back, and neck, period. New paragraph. The low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant, sharp, and aching pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 3 out of 10, period. It radiates down both legs on the sides, period. New paragraph. The mid-back pain is constant, period. It is a sharp pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The next pain is sharp and constant, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was it the next day he was seen in the emergency room at University of Louisville emergency room in Kentucky, period? He was treated and released after x-rays, period. He was seen at Katera Clinic 3 times a week for a couple months, period. He was seen by his family doctor and then referred to the Neck and Back Institute of Kentucky, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems sitting over 30 minutes, comma, sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, laying on his stomach, comma, turning and twisting, comma, and lifting over 20 pounds, period. New paragraph. Medications include bipolar medicines as well as over-the-counter medicines. New paragraph. Present treatment include over-the-counter medicines and exercises, period. That should be the entire dictation. End of report. Thank you.